Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of God's Talk Radio, every Monday, 5:30 to 6. The number you can reach me at 516-666-9990. Talking about the Buccos. We'll slip a little Penguin action in, Steeler action, draft coming up. First, I want to give a big shout-out to all the Dublin listeners down there in Columbus and all the people in Florida, Bradenton, and we got the people in Davenport, Florida, all listening. There must be billions of them. There has to be billions of them. Billions of people listen to the show. Well, let's get to, I want to ask a question out there. How many wins do we think the Buccos are going to have this year? Give me a, relative answer. It doesn't have to be right on. Nobody's getting a prize or anything. And how far do you think the Penguins will go in the playoffs? First round against Columbus? Not an easy task. The way these guys get hurt all the time, they're lucky to have a team at the end of the show, but at the end of the series. Because they get bounced around a lot, and they get hurt. But back to the Pirates, they won a couple games over the weekend, which was shocking to me. Cole, I still have the same feelings I do on Cole. Let me see this tie on tonight, see what he has. Looked good against Boston. But my feelings haven't changed on Cole. I think he's the same. I think he's the same guy. Doesn't have a real good second pitch and don't have a third pitch. Everybody, all starters, especially the first starter, your first starter, you got to have three good pitches. Cole doesn't, in my opinion. As far as the Marte hitting and Polanco, yeah, they picked it up. Koch, not so much. I can't see too much difference in cuts from last year to the start of this year. Except his fielding's got worse. His fielding. And don't give me the horse crap about right field, okay? I don't want to hear it. Because when I played baseball, which I wasn't any that good, I could still go from center field to right field or left field and catch a fly ball, okay? Let's get that straight. It didn't go over my glove or around over my head or what. I could still catch a fly ball, and I was 15, 16 years old. Okay? I went from catcher to right field in one game, and guess what? I caught some fly balls in right field. Then I moved to left field, and I actually caught some fly balls there. Yeah, amazing. Anybody have an opinion on this Kang deal? Does anybody know where he's at? Somebody said they seen him in a jumpsuit with handcuffs and leg irons on down there, the dugout. I don't know if that's true or not, but there's probably some idiot saying that. But let's go to the phones right now. We got a caller. Let me see who this is. Let's get this right away here, and let me check this out if I can get this arrow over here. Okay. All right. Hey, welcome to God's Talk.
Hey, God's Talk.
Who's this? Dustin from Davenport.
It is. I'm calling on
my lunch
break. That's how good this show is. I got to call, eat my food pretty
no
quick
doubt.
And make sure I call in.
No doubt.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what Tyler does tonight to get the second start. I wanted to see. I heard your opinion, on the games. You were surprised they swept Atlanta, and like you said, we'll see. Now they're on to Cincinnati, and we'll see what they can do versus them. Hopefully, keep doing, the same thing. But we'll see. We'll see. Tonight will be a nice showing to see if they can continue to win.
Well, my opinion. How many wins do you think they're going to get, Dustin, for this year? Give me a best approximation, estimation.
I'll go in the 70s. I'll go like 75 wins.
Yeah. Yeah, I got them between 70 and 75.
Yeah, because, I mean, you need, like you said, you need your ace pitcher to be on his game and have three pitches. Because you almost need him to win, not every game he pitches, but you need him to get a high win total on when he's pitching. And when he's not, you know, doing his job, then that's your number one. And that's supposed to be, you know, a good chance at a win. I realize he's going to go up against the best pitchers too, but that's why you have him, you know, playing for you. And
he's your ace.
Who? Go ahead.
That's why they call him their ace, their number one starter.
Yeah. Well, and the problem too is because hopefully this Tyler kid comes along. I actually just got MLB TV, so I might actually be able to watch a couple Bucco games if I could watch any of the games I want, as long as it's not on a major network. But I'll be able to try to catch in a game or two. I might watch the Thursday night game versus Cincinnati.
Mm. Yeah. Well, Cincinnati's here, I do believe.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So maybe the Wednesday night game, then that's the one I was going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're in the series with them. Because especially, too, because I don't even – who is their second pitcher? Would you say it's Nova or is this Tyler kid?
Tyon.
He's their number two?
Well, that's what they went by in, you know, the last week. They let Nova pitch
two.
The opener here. What's that?
He's their two, and then Nova's their three, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not holding my breath, but...
Wait, see. I'm holding my nose, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Any opinion on the Penguins?
Well, they got the Blue Jackets, so it should be a good series. Someone's moving on. I guess the Penguins, I'm not really sure. I knew that there's a lot of injuries, but it's definitely hard to repeat. So I'm kind of with you. I expect an exit. I don't know, first-round exit, but I don't expect them to go win another Stanley Cup this year. But, hey, I didn't expect it last year, so they proved me wrong last year. So we'll see, though. I mean, they won it last year, and I thought for sure. I said, with that young goalie, I said, they won't win it. They went out and did it. So maybe that goalie will get hot again, and they could make another run.
Never know.
Or maybe,
well, I got
maybe
another call here, Dustin, and thanks for the call on your lunch hour.
Oh, no problem. Keep up the good work on the show. And Merv, if it's him, I said hello. All right. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Dustin from Davenport. Get to the next caller here. Hey, you're on God's Talk.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Murph from Florida. What's up?
Yeah, I had a chance to look. I still can't get you on the computer. I don't know what the hell's going on. I got something screwed up, so I have to listen on the phone. But I had a chance to listen to Dustin there.
Yeah.
He's,
what'd you think?
Digging.
Pretty good, huh?
He was eating a sandwich. I couldn't understand him. No, he just
got his lunch out.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's eating his sandwich, a little garbled there, but he's all right.
Yeah.
He's a true Pirate fan. Yeah, I was just watching the Pirates. What, they swept the Braves. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They swept the Braves.
Yeah.
Now they got Cincinnati, huh?
Well, yeah,
we don't
right,
down
right.
here, so. But,
right.
Hey, and I heard you say about right field.
Yeah.
You know, you caught. I was at that game. You were 15, 16, but you were playing in the Little League. If I remember, Greentree got disqualified because of you.
That was supposed to be a secret.
Yeah. Everybody kept saying, who's that kid with a mustache catching in the Little League, for God's sake?
I thought we had him fooled, but we didn't.
No, you did. We had you all the way. Tom Lloyd.
Yeah.
Dormant. He scouted you out there. He nailed you.
Yep. They had me all the way. I was 17 in Little League.
That's right. I'll tell you what, though. You were hell.
Hey, no worse than Jude Mitchell, 17 in eighth grade.
No, well, I mean, that's why they almost let you go because of that. You know, him and Dan Chonko. They kept saying, well, we're going to play because he, at least he didn't drive in the game.
You know what I heard somebody say? Since when does Dormont ever check birth certificates?
Well, like I said, I would probably let you play because you didn't drive to the game.
Right. Exactly.
That's right.
I thought I'd slip in there.
Well, we caught you. Tom Lloyd, he's an eagle eye, but he'll get you.
Well, what do you think about the Buccos winning? I know you don't follow them too much, but how many AI wins
do
you think they'll get?
Well, we don't get them down here. I see Marte had a walk-off home run last night.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we don't get them down here long. Like Dustin,
yeah.
I'll make the big money, you know, to buy that Major League Baseball Network package. But I guess they're doing all right in Davenport.
Well, if you work for a living like Dustin, you can afford, you know.
I know it. I'll tell you what, I'm not getting many gigs with the geriatric Chippendale, so I'm going to pick it up a little bit. Think about something else.
I think that dried up a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did.
that
dried up a little bit. So where's the old man, guys? Has the ATF agent got him yet?
Will Dog is in Dublin, Ohio. He's supposed to call in. He's at the secret location in Dublin.
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell him don't be on more than 2 minutes. We're going to track his call.
The hounds are on his trail, brother.
That's right, buddy. That's right. So, I heard you say something about the Penguins.
What do you think?
I think they'll go at least two series. They play, Columbus in the first series, and who do you think they're going to face in the second if they get by the first?
Washington Capitals.
Oh, well, they always have a good go with them. But the problem with hockey is it's almost impossible to go 2 or 3 years in a row winning that thing because, hell, the playoffs are a third of a season.
To
the point after if you're in the playoffs deep 3 years in a row, you've played 4 years. And every other
exactly.
team that are in the playoffs have played three. So, that's just too much on the body. You know, those
right.
guys, they take a pounding.
That takes a toll on you, man. Series does. Wow. Takes a toll.
Yes, it does.
That's why they say it's the toughest championship to win.
It is, especially back-to-back.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I think that's why only
– go two series.
That's why only Detroit has ever done it since 97.
Yeah.
Back-to-back.
That's when they had three or four rushes on that team, if I recall.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Trump was on there, too, I think.
Yeah, I think he was, too.
Ron, I got you on the phone. What do you think of that big driveway bombing he did the other day at Syria?
I'm happy he did it, to be honest with you. But I think the only reason why I don't think he gives a shit about those kids. He was trying to deflect all the bullshit about the Russians and everything else like that. He's still trying to hide his money. So that's where his money's coming from the Russians. All their money. So if I bomb them, I can look like a good guy, stand up for the underdog, and get the dogs off my porch for a couple of days.
It's funny how he was all against that bombing, and now he's for it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I figured, down here in Florida, I just saw a thing in the paper the other day where our Republican Congress down here in the state of Florida, they're going to start going after these guys that are on Medicaid. They want them to verify jobs, and they want them to start paying a premium. I thought the whole reason why you were on Medicaid is because you didn't have any money.
Yeah.
They follow suit with them, what they want to do. They're going to try to end all poverty in this nation in one generation. They're going to cut out meals and wheels. They're getting rid of the school program lunches, and now they're going to do Medicaid. So they figure within a generation, all the poor people die.
But they have done things. They're all for kids, Trump and the boys. So what they have done is put coal ash back in the water, and they also have put the EPA, the Pruitt, who doesn't believe in the EPA, has said mm-hmm. that he wants asbestos back in schools. He don't think it's too bad.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's good, I mean, especially in the poor sections.
Yeah, especially in his office.
All over the pipes and make it, they make it friable. So I'm telling you, it's a Republican plan. Get rid of poverty
mm-hmm.
in one generation. And they're all right-wing Christians too. What did they used to say? What was the old saying? What would Jesus do? I don't think Jesus would be a Republican for some reason. I mean, I'm just going on a limb here.
I don't think so.
They're looking to, Planned Parenthood, they get rid of all that stuff, So they're looking to end poverty in this nation in one generation.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Well, they're off to a good start.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
you have the next thing Trump's going to do is start bombing the inner cities, because he's got to call them sanctuary cities.
Right. And everybody will clap and say, you know what? Good man.
That's right. Especially all these guys out here.
Talking about
Neck America.
I
was going to stand.
Get your hat.
They had a gun show.
Make America great again.
A gun show down here. Yeah, I did a gun show down here this week, and I was going to stand out in an air costume and say, come on in, get your guns.
Hey, they said they wanted to use tomahawks on Syria, And Trump says, can't we use missiles?
That's right. I mean, don't misunderstand.
That's what he knows about the military.
Yeah, but I'm not for the asshole that's over in Syria. Trust me.
Yeah.
I think the only reason why he did that was to defuse all the crap that was built onto him. He needed a win.
Oh, sure. 45 times he tweeted about don't go into Syria. It's a waste of it's a waste. What do we get out of it? Now, he's in office, and first thing you know, Monday he says, I don't care what they do, and Thursday he bombs them. Don't tell me those kids made a big difference to him. That guy don't care about nobody.
I know he doesn't.
But Donald.
I know. But, I figured out a way to fund half of these programs that they're cutting out. If he would just go do his DeMauro golf plantation down there in Florida, if he'd just go there every other week, the money they save on the off weeks would pay for all these programs.
Yeah, how about the golfing every week?
What's he taking, entourage of about 300 with him?
Exactly. Does it cost $100 million a weekend?
I don't know what it is, but they're all staying at his place, and so he's ringing that up, too, in his business.
Sure. They're paying for that, baby.
He's dubbed like a fox.
Yeah.
So anyway, back to sports. I'm starting to get nauseous.
Okay. All right, back to sports.
What do you think about the upcoming football draft?
I think it's great.
What the hell is Cleveland going to do this year?
I think what's going to happen there, I think
Brownies
are going to have another quarterback.
Well, they got rid of RG. What did they do with Brock? Did they deal him yet? Because I haven't paid attention to it.
They got rid of RG3, and they got rid of the other kid.
But didn't they sign the guy from the Texans, Brock Onswaller, whatever his name is?
Brock Onswaller, yeah. I think,
I think they're going to deal him, though, come draft day.
I think you're right. I think they said they were trying to deal. I think they said that. Well, we got another what? It's 24th, isn't it? Is it the 24th of April?
It's not too far away. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens.
So what's the word up there on the Steelers in the draft?
Steelers need a couple pass rushers and some cornerbacks.
Well, who are they talking about? Let's see. Of course, they're so far down the draft line.
Everybody's in the picture. Everybody. Every day there, they got some other draft thing. I told you go to Steeler Depot on the computer and you'll follow that.
What's it called?
That's
pretty
good. Steeler Depot, yep. It gives you all the inside. I see James Harrison's in trouble. And how about the NFL? Are they a bunch of hypocrites? This Goodell.
He's out there on the contest, for God's sake.
Yeah, now they're in trouble, he said. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's right.
We can't arm wrestle because you're going to Vegas. You got a team in Vegas, you clown.
Your rights, exactly. Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly.
Jesus. The hypocrisy is tremendous. He must be a Republican,
yes,
I guess.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's you can't arm wrestle because you're in Vegas, but you just approved a billion-dollar deal to the Raiders to let them go to Vegas. Come on.
Well, how about those poor sons of guns out in Oakland? How many times are they going to lose that team?
Oh, jeez. And they're great fans, too.
When are they actually moving? Not this year, is it?
I think it's next year. Well, aren't the Chargers moving there, too?
Huh?
Aren't the Chargers moving there, too? Yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you what, if I was an Oakland Raiders fan, I would boycott that stadium. I would like to see them empty that stadium for all their home games.
Oh, they have to do that.
I can't. I mean, I can't believe they screwed those people twice now, at least twice.
Yep. That is. I'll tell you what, they are rabid, great fans, too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
I tell you, it's terrible.
Fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, well, all in all, let's see what this Tyon got tonight. He impressed me against Boston up there last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw him a little bit on TV when he pitched here at the, when he pitched down here at Bradenton.
Yeah.
In the spring, I saw him on TV one day, and he looked pretty good. He throws well pretty hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Marauders
he got three legitimate pitches there, too, other than what Cole doesn't have.
Now he's what? He's
what
like
I saw.
23 years old, this kid?
Yep, 23, 24.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, yeah, Cole has, like, fastball. I mean, he has occasional slurve, but no dominant second, third pitch like you have to have.
Well,
but,
I think
yeah, I can see this kid going anyway. Cole, I would trade him and Kutch by the trade deadline because they're not gonna win with him, and they're not gonna be here when they come. Kutch ain't gonna be here next year, and Cole ain't gonna be here when
they're not gonna sign. I'm a Kutching fan. I've always liked him. I don't know what the deal is this year with him, but they're moving him. He's not happy, but they're not gonna be able to afford him next year because he's gonna go somewhere and get some mega deal.
I hope he goes somewhere where he can win.
Where they're
serious about winning.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
If he leaves the Pirates,
Liz is going to have to. She's going to have to tone up a little bit because she's going to have to save the last laugh of him and replace his mom down here.
Well, the singing is not the problem. It's getting her off the heating pad.
Well, I understand that, but we're going to get her down there and so she can sing the national anthem instead of Cutchin's mother.
The singing would come easy, but the getting off the feeding pad? No, that's a different story. Now you got to fight
it. What we'll do, I'll call the Marauders. I'll have them wire up one of those seats.
Now, there you go. I could get her down here. I could get her down
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll work.
I think it would, too. I really do. So, hey, we'll have to get Rexy on here one day.
He's off today. I was talking to him. He's doing his chores today. He's coming over tomorrow. So.
Uh-huh. What to get him to call the show here one day?
Yeah, I will. When I get off, I'll call over and see if he's available.
Okay. Good. All right.
All right, brother.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll give you a holler later on. You be good. I'll try to listen to the rest of your show here.
All right, that's Murray from Florida. There he goes.
All right, bud, take it easy.
All righty. Yeah, it's Murray from Florida. He's the king of sting down there in Bradenton, Anna Marie Island. I told you about his D&T home watch down there. Thriving business. They probably have over, I'd say, from the time they started till now, they started slow. I'll probably say he has probably about 75,000 customers from D&T Home Watch. That's how popular those two guys are. Like I said, they'll watch your home. They'll clean your house. They'll shovel manure out of your backyard. They'll feed your bird. They'll He'll do about anything. He'll walk your canary down the street if you want him to. These guys are legit. They don't quit. And they are fit. So give D&T home, watch a call. Okay, back to the show. Now, we got about 4 minutes left. I see at least 75 callers on here. I'm not sure I can get to all yet. So, there's another one. It's 76 callers. Numbers 516-666-9990. I can't take anymore. They're banked. They're piling up like cordwood. It's amazing. So, like I said, I'm on here every Monday, 5:30 to 6:00. Whatever you want to talk about is good, but we usually talk about Pittsburgh sports, and there's never a dull moment. We got people from all over the country. I'm a little amazed that Will Dog hasn't called. I'm a little worried about Will Dog. I hope he's all right up there in Dublin. He's dug in up there. I don't know if he can get reception where he's at. Put that clothes hanger up there, Will Dog, see if you can get in. But he usually calls. Oh, I got another call. Hold on. I got a call. Hello, Goss Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello. You're on.
Hi, God.
Who am I talking to?
Luke Herman.
Is this Luke and Rex?
Yeah.
What do you got for me, buddy? How you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I heard you're doing good in baseball. I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah. Right now we're hitting baseballs.
Oh, great. Great. I heard you're really smacking the ball, Ron.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, I'm coming down here in June. Maybe I can go check you out one time.
Yeah.
Maybe you come over to your paps and maybe I can see you guys. I miss you.
Yeah. So what do you think about Andrew McCutchen moving to left field?
Well, actually, he moved to right field, and I don't think he's – there's something missing with Watch this year. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. He's not hitting. He's not – I seen him miss a fly ball yesterday with you could have caught. No kidding. That's how easy it was. You could have caught it. Not that it's easy because you, but a little leaguer could have caught it. I'm not talking about a 16-year-old little leaguer like your pappy was, you know. But,
I know why they should change the instrument coaches like you, because they always do that in the beginning of the season. They always do that.
Oh. Yeah, he does it.
Yeah,
is that Rex? How you doing, Rex?
Yeah.
Every season, you put Andrew McCutchen left.
No, you don't.
You, at the beginning of the season, you put left field or right field or safe in center.
Uh-huh.
You have to say that they put their fastest player in center field every year to see how they do.
Yeah, Marte a little faster than Kutch.
Yeah.
Right now, at his stage of his career. But I think Marte's a better fielder than Kutch.
Yeah.
Covers more ground. But I heard you guys are really doing great, and my show's about to end here pretty soon, and I hope you guys keep up the good work because I want to come down and watch you.
Okay.
Go Marauders.
All right, buddy. Go Marauders.
Bye.
I'll talk to you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Luke and Rex, two good kids, two good athletes. They're going to be something. Yeah, talking about Little League, you know, that ball that McCutchen missed was pathetic. But somebody said, oh, the light was in his eyes. Well, it was daylight. Well, sun maybe. I don't know. There's not a cloud. There's not a sun. There's not sun in the sky here anymore. It's all clouds. Well, we got 10 seconds to go, and it's been another great show. And we will see you next Monday. Bye-bye.